Hello and welcome to another episode on the podcast. Yay! My name is Yinka and I am your host. On today's episode on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about beyond comparison. My problems are bigger than yours. I know you're probably looking at the topic and you're like, what's Yinka going to talk about? I just want to delve into the topic, you know, and look at the tendency that I feel personally people are beginning to have right now, you know, where they talk, where they seem to say that, oh, my problems are bigger than yours, particularly when you want to share with a friend, you know. Have you ever found yourself maybe caught in the act where somebody tried to confide in you? Somebody tried to speak to you about something. Maybe they tried to open up about their struggles. And whether you listened or not, apart from the fact that you compared your problems in your head, like you compared what the person was telling you, and then you compared your own particular situation. And after listening, whether indirectly or directly, what came out from your mouth was, oh, well, my problem is bigger than yours. Oh, God. It's quite funny and quite sad for me personally. I remember a couple of months back, I think in November, October-ish, around that period, 2023, I was speaking to this friend of mine and I was trying to say that, oh, the fact that I make out time, you know, to like do makeup sometimes or just watch movies or laugh or dance or just do any form of activity that makes me happy does not really mean that I am happy. You know, I'm dealing with a lot. I have a lot on my plate. I'm not okay mentally. There are things that are quite burdensome for me and, you know, all of that. And I was actually just trying to share. You know, apparently it's not always a safe space. And I was just trying to say, and I remember she said, after everything I'd said, I remember she said, "Well, Yinka, no matter how your problems are, your problems can never be bigger than mine." And I remember thinking that, or and even saying, because I didn't just think about it, I actually told her, I was like, I wasn't telling you what I said because I'm trying to compare our problems or our struggles. I'm not saying my problems are bigger than yours. The fact that I'm opening up to you and sharing does not mean I am saying that my problems are bigger than yours, and does not mean that I'm trying to invalidate what you're dealing with. You know, at the end of the day, when you look at people's problems say, okay, this one is minute, mine is bigger. The problems you consider minute are also bigger to that particular person, and you cannot just downplay their problems. And I was saying that, you know, we can't all just get to that place where we begin to compare. You know, there should be like a safe space where we can actually, you know, just come together and just share. And, you know, unburden. And it brings to question this particular phrase my roommate would always say. She saw it on one of the skits on Instagram. And it just became a thing. Like when we look at, okay, our challenges since we moved to Sweden. And she would say things like, ah, woyinka, uju miti rito, tale yon fe sofun. And it basically means that my eyes are seen more than enough. But who can I tell? And the more she said that statement recently with, you know, everything going on with me, I've been thinking about it. Because if you're dealing with a lot and if your eyes have seen a lot and there's nobody to talk to, then that's a problem. Because the people that you want to talk to, that you want to share with, that you want to unburden, like, okay, this is my friend. I want them to know my struggles. I just want them to see me and understand. You know, they don't necessarily have to be able to solve those problems here, but sometimes just listening, just being there, you know, like just being their presence is very, very important. And but if there's nobody like that around you, then that's a problem. Not a problem on your fault, but not that I'm saying that the problem is your fault because you don't have somebody to share your burdens with. No, I'm saying that if the people around you are constantly always saying that, my problem is bigger than yours, you know, because when you begin to hear that often, you're tempted to stop talking or to stop sharing the things that are in your heart, you know, the things that are bothering you, the things that you're struggling with. You're tempted to just stop talking about it because you feel like nobody's even going to listen to me anyway. Nobody's going to hear me anyway. I remember one time in January, it was one of those weeks where I was really, really struggling. I was dealing with a lot of things mentally, and I was just trying to just push through. And there's this friend of mine that would always talk, maybe not every time, but more often than not. And one of those days I reached out, I'm like, hey, how you doing? I haven't heard from you. I hope you're good. And it was like, I'm also dealing with my own problems. And I was like, oh, wow. You know, I was like, oh, wow. And I felt like that was like a defense mechanism, but I was pulled back. You know, I feel like we should all just get to a space in our friendships, in our relationships, where we can just open up to each other and talk. The problems that we are dealing with, the things that we are struggling about, shouldn't be a competition. You know, it shouldn't be like, oh, my problems are bigger than yours, my these are that. Because when we begin to feel that way, then we don't create safe spaces for people in our lives to open up, to share, to unburden. One, we also create an environment where people become silent about the things that they struggle with, about the things that they need help with. Because they feel like even if I tell this person that I need help about this particular issue, this person is probably going to say that, whoa, my own problems are bigger than yours. So they would not create room for me. Yes, we know that you might not have the solution to this problem. But the question is, what if you have the solution? What if you do? What if there's something that you can do that can make this person's life easier? What if there's something that you can do that can make this person's life lighter? But when there's an environment where people's voices in that friendship, in that relationship, whatever it is already been stifled, then everything just, you know, everything just stops. There's no form of communication. The friendship dissipates, everything. And I've been thinking a lot about it, that what's the best way? Like, I don't know, because I'm just thinking about this phrase all the time. I'm also dealing with things that I'm struggling with. Some of them I can't really put into words. And so sometimes it's also difficult to actually even open up and say, these are the things that that I'm dealing with. But I feel like, first of all, one of the best things that we should accept is that don't let us compare our battles the same way we cannot compare our wins and our successes. Because what's the point of comparison anyway? Don't let us compare our struggles or our problems. You know, we should cultivate, like, I don't know, our relationships, our friendships should be where we're just open. Yeah, I have nothing to hide. Like this episode I did on the podcast some months back, where I talked about living a shameless life. Like, these are the things I am struggling with. These are the things I am dealing with. I am not trying to compare my problems. When I talk about the things that I'm dealing with, I'm not telling you those things so that you can compare them and be like, oh, wow. You know, sometimes the person, your problems can even be bigger, but you can just say, wow, this person is really going through a lot. You know, I'm not saying that for you to, like, just be like that towards me. Wow. But anyway, I feel like it's moments like this where people talk, where people open up with each other, where people express themselves, where people come together to help each other out during a difficult times. These are the times that deepens the relationship, that makes the relationship or the friendship or whatever it is that these people, this group of people or one or two people share. These are the things that make life meaningful. Nobody's an island on its own. Nobody's an island on its own. And in as much as you feel like you are sufficient of yourself, you are not sufficient of yourself. You are not. You might feel like, oh, I don't need anybody. I don't do this. You are not sufficient of yourself. You know, if you have friends around you who are always comparing their problems with yours, who feel all mocking you with your problems, making you feel shame, maybe find new friends and just get to a place where you live a shameless life. You know, and in the friendship and all of that, cultivate an atmosphere where it's safe, where it's okay to be vulnerable with the things that you're dealing with, you know. Where it's even okay to be vulnerable with the things that you don't have the words to say. I think that's also very, very important. We're dealing with stuff that's just even very hard to put into words. But when you have like a safe space where you can be vulnerable, where you can just open up, even your friends can see that, oh, okay, she's dealing with something that is just very, very hard. She cannot put it to words, or they cannot put it to words. And you can just be like, you know what? I'm here for you whenever you need me. What can I do to help you? Whenever you want to talk, even if you're not ready to talk about the things that you're dealing with, whenever it is that you're ready, I'm here for you. And in the meantime, what can I do to make you feel better? I feel that's very, very important. Anyway, we've come to the end of this episode on the podcast. I hope that when you listen, you pick one or two lessons or one or two things from it. And my hope, that my strongest desire about this particular podcast episode is that when you listen, you take the understanding that your problems are not bigger than anybody's problems. Everybody's problem is big. And if somebody is choosing to get to a place where they can open their mouth and share and talk about the things that they are dealing with, then just do the sensible human thing and be there for them. Yes, you might not be able to solve it because maybe you are also incapacitated to do so, but you can just be there for them. You can let them know that, oh, I'm going to be here with you. You're not going to go through this alone. I'm going to show up for you where it's needed. Oh, God. Okay. I'm just going to have this episode now so I don't start crying. But I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. See you guys on the next episode on the podcast. Bye. Cheers. Mwah.